This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, July 11th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Andrew was a high-level drug dealer in Uganda. After 10 years of dealing and using, the 30-year-old was having memory loss, strokes, and heart attacks, reports International Christian Concern. In an effort to find spiritual peace in the fundamentalist Muslim crime-ridden ghetto where he lives, Andrew turned to Islam's moon god, Allah, but he found no peace. Jeff King, president of International Christian Concern, shares Andrew's testimony.
In 2016, now get this, he starts having these horrible nightmares every night. In the midst of these nightmares, every night, there's a rescuer. Someone comes and rescues him in his dream. And who do you think that was? It was Jesus.
Thanks to ICC's evangelistic outreach where Andrew lives, he trusted Christ.
Andrew is so ripe. He's ready. He gives his life to Christ. And his life is transformed overnight. The power of the Holy Spirit, the power of God comes into his life.
God gifted Andrew with musical talent.
He would create songs, the worship songs, that would bring the gospel to people and would tell his story, what God had done in his life. We saw this. And so we said, we want to give Andrew a new life, and we want to equip him for greater ministry. And so we got him a small music studio.
Not only does Andrew use the studio to make a living, but he's influencing young people for Christ.
Lots and lots of young people are gathering around him in this studio, and the life of God that's flowed into him is flowing into them. His message is going out and touching so many.
2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 says, "If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here." You can donate to the great work of International Christian Concern through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Last Friday, former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was assassinated. It happened on a street in western Japan by a gunman who opened fire on him from behind as he delivered a political speech, reports the Associated Press. Listen to the audio of the two shots. The 67-year-old Abe, who was Japan's longest-serving leader when he resigned for health reasons in 2020, was struck in the neck and heart, collapsed bleeding, and was airlifted to a nearby hospital. Police at the scene arrested Tetsuya Yamagami, age 41, a former member of Japan's Navy, on suspicion of murder after he fashioned a homemade gun to assassinate Abe. No motive has been revealed. In 2018, Japan, a country of 125 million people with strict gun control laws, only reported 9 deaths from firearms, compared with 39,740 that year in the United States. Last Wednesday night, Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, one of the 5 gutsy ones who overturned Roe v. Wade, was eating dinner at Morton's Steakhouse in downtown Washington, D.C., reports Mediaite.com. A leftist group known as Shut Down D.C. called the Morton's manager and demanded that he kick Kavanaugh out of the restaurant. Plus, their protesters showed up out front to harass the justice and other patrons. Because of all the ruckus, Kavanaugh exited through the rear door of the restaurant before he had finished his meal. Shut Down D.C. tweeted, quote, "We hear Kavanaugh snuck out the back with his security detail. Morton should be ashamed for welcoming a man who so clearly hates women," end quote. A spokesman for Morton said, quote, "Politics, regardless of your side or views, should not trample the freedom at play of the right to congregate and eat dinner. There is a time and place for everything. Disturbing the dinner of all of our customers was an act of selfishness and void of decency," end quote. The nation's largest nursing union is calling on Congress to pass the Pro-Abortion Women's Health Protection Act. In a letter last Tuesday, National Nurses United urged the Senate to pass the bill and, quote, "take a stand for reproductive health justice," end quote. The bill would attempt to codify Roe, which was just declared unconstitutional. The bill is sponsored by Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut. Contrary to the leftist ideological stand of this nurses group, abortion does not protect a woman's health. Indeed, abortion undermines a woman's health. physically speaking, the medical community broadly recognizes the physical risks if the abortion goes as planned, to include damage to the cervix, abdominal pain or cramping, scarring of the uterine lining, breast cancer, and future premature births or miscarriages. If the abortion goes awry, the physical risks include infection or sepsis, placenta previa, perforation of the uterus, damage to other organs, and death. In addition, mentally speaking, new studies have shown that women who have abortions are 81% more likely to experience subsequent mental health problems. Post-abortive women are 34% more likely to develop anxiety disorders, 37% more likely to develop depression, 110% more likely to rely on alcohol use or abuse, and 115% more likely to develop suicidal behavior. The nurses would be well advised to heed the counsel of Proverbs 31, verses 8 and 9. It says, "Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy." On July 4th, a pro-life billboard was vandalized with graffiti in Helena, Montana, created by humanfromdayone.com. It's located one block from the Planned Parenthood abortion mill. On the far left, the vandals blast the Supreme Court. And they also claim on the right side, quote, "Bring back abortion," end quote. Ironically, abortion is still legal in Montana, which has had very liberal governors who refuse to protect preborn babies. Thankfully, the billboard was replaced almost immediately with an identical, undefaced version. Additionally, abortion activists in Helena distributed flyers around town which oddly claimed, quote, "Women are no longer free," end quote. According to the New York Times, abortions are now banned in Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Texas, West Virginia, and Wisconsin. Even in those states, women are not only free, but now protected from the physical and mental harms of abortion. And that's the World View in 5 minutes, on this Monday, July 11th, in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.